Apply. See site for details.
St. Jude exceeds any expectation or any dream I could have ever had about a hospital. I was told we wouldn't get a bill. I didn't quite process that. How's this possible? It's possible through all the wonderful people who donate. I don't know if they are aware of what they do, but they're saving children's lives every day.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
I needed new blinds. I knew I could save a ton of money if I put them in myself, but I was nervous about measuring right and then installing them. That's why I went to Blinds.com. I'd heard their ads on the radio, how they're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings, but I still had to install them. So I called in my design consultant, Carla. She talked me through it all, from picking the right blinds to installing them. Plus, the online design consultation was free. Samples were free. Shipping was free. My home looks perfect.
Labor Day is almost here, and Blinds.com is celebrating all your hard work by offering you huge savings on custom blinds, shades, and plantation shutters. With over 30,000 five-star customer reviews, Blinds.com is America's number one choice. Now through September 3rd, save up to 50% on everything during Blinds.com's huge Labor Day sale. Plus, save an extra $20 on top of that with promo code USA. Blinds.com, promo code USA. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Farmers Insurance, we know a roof can withstand a lot. One exception being an airborne car. Seen it, covered it. Click for more.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, exchanges, and affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Capital One presents a 30-second audio tour of Ireland. Sheep, fairies, golf, charming castle, charming castle, charming castle, charming castle, charming castle.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You know you can actually go there when you use the Capital One Venture Card. You earn unlimited double miles on every dollar you spend on every purchase, which means you'll have plenty of miles to actually travel to Ireland. The Capital One Venture Card. What's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank USA N.A.
Hi, folks. Dirk Bentley here. Being on the go is a big part of my life. I love seeing new places, meeting new people, and performing all over the world. For energy on the go, for me, it's 5-Hour Energy. It works fast, works long, and it tastes good. With zero sugar and 4 calories. Try it. It could work for your on-the-go life, too. 5-Hour Energy. Energy on the go.
Get 5-Hour Energy at your local Circle K.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the Radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the Radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6.
The head coach of the Bears, Matt Nagy.
Was your team as physically fit as it should have been on opening night last year?
I don't know if we'll ever know the 100% answer to that. I thought we played well. You got to give credit to Green Bay for coming back and not giving up, and then for Aaron coming back and doing what he did.
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
The Score, Behind the Headlines, a new podcast series from The Score's Julie DeCaro and executive producer Tony Gill. Season 1 reexamines the murder of James Jordan after 20 years of shocking revelations.
You have to understand about where it happened.
The Robeson County Sheriff's Office gets caught up in the federal corruption probe. 22 officers were charged with perjury all the way up to drug trafficking.
The Score, Behind the Headlines, the murder of James Jordan. Download the latest episode now on 670thescore.com or radio.com. Sports.
Thanks for streaming The Score. The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6.
The head coach of the Bears, Matt Nagy.
Why does it, in your opinion, feel like so many in your profession are so guarded? Like the aura of secrecy in the NFL doesn't really allow coaches to show a human side. We're not asking for the game plan, but just a little normalcy.
Yeah, it comes down to trust. I mean, let's face it. You guys are sitting here doing your job. You're very passionate about your job and how you do it, and you want to be great at it. And I just think that for me, regardless of my experience, experience and lack of experience at this position, you know, last year being my first year, I just respect everybody as people, and I understand that, you know, you're trying to be the best you can be, so why not be honest with you? And are there some things that we have to be guarded in what we say without giving an advantage to other teams? Of course, but I just respect what people do.
The McNeil and Parkin Show, afternoons 1 to 6, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Listen to Lawrence Holmes at his new time, weekdays noon to 2 on The Score. Lawrence was live with Jason Hayward and Kyle Schwarber.
I actually got a quote from you, Jason. You say, you can't read about Javi. You got to watch him.
I mean, it's like playing with a superhero because he's trying to win at everything. And you got to see the game on the field that he's playing, man. He plays the game within the game so well. Like yesterday, bloop hit.
That read that he got.
That read he got, he just kept running. And the guy threw the ball in. Like, he ran before the guy threw the ball. The guy's throwing the ball in, and Javi's on it for the third base. Like,
I've seen him do that now enough times to go that it's not luck. This is a guy who gets it. And to see the outfielder throw to second while Javi's pretty much standing on third was like, you have not read your scouting report. Right. Because that guy seems to do that all the time.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I was a kid, right, or a player when John Madden was doing it, and every time he hit the upright, it was like you just waited for him to say doink, you know? And I mean, it became part of watching the game of football. And sometimes, I don't know if Al and Michelle feel this way, but there are some games that you just get lost in, you know, and you almost forget you're talking to 30 million people or whatever it is. It happens in the Super Bowl sometimes as well. And as I listened back to it, I really didn't think anything of it. I'll be honest with you. But my son, Jack, happened to be in the booth with me. And he came up to me afterwards and he said, "How did you do that? How did you come up with that?" And I go, "What are you talking about?" He goes, "You're trending on Twitter." And I said, and that's never a good thing, right, Al? We know that already. If you're trending, that means you got to go meet with the boss somewhere, you know, at the end of it. And it was, I was really just thinking out loud. I was like, I can't believe the Bears lost on a double doink. You know, it's like doink. I don't know. It was just one of those things. But I, you know, when I go to Philadelphia now, when they're not mad about something else with me, then I hear about that. And I hear a lot of places now. It's kind of funny.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. That's Chris Collinsworth on the conference call talking about how he coined double doink.
Glad he's laughing.
Yeah. He's delighted. Yeah, Are you kidding?
He's delighted with himself. He's going to copyright that, sell t-shirts, and make a mint.
Double doink. Really? You hadn't heard that before? I know I never want to hear it again.
Dad, you're trending on Twitter. That's probably not something you want to hear.
No. I guess that's nice.
Yeah, so Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth, they talked with the media yesterday in advance of a week from Thursday.
Right. So
Sunday Night Football's on Thursday.
That's right.
For week one, Packers, Bears. And
Season opener. For the league. It's the 100-year anniversary of the league. I don't know if you're aware.
I've heard that somewhere.
Not just the Bears. Line. There's other teams involved.
Yeah, Collinsworth getting a good chuckle at the Bears' expense. But yeah, it was one of those things. It's kind of funny.
Is it the 150-year anniversary of football? Like college football and everything else?
I think
did
it is.
Did it take 50 years?
A lot of anniversaries going on. I'm losing a little track of this.
What was the first game again? What was the first ever college football game?
I didn't know there would be
quiz here. Oh, I'm sorry. You didn't realize the quiz was coming?
It was New Jersey versus Rutgers.
Oh, yeah.
On November 6th, 1869.
Okay.
I had Rutgers in the points.
You know what's funny about that is
final score was 6-4.
I believe if you actually look that up, that is also now imagine what this sport looked like. The first gridiron game was also considered the first soccer game ever played, a professional soccer game, not professional, just soccer game in America, and the first rugby game. So just take all those sports and throw them into a giant blender, and apparently that's what it was, and it grew into what we now call gridiron. Actually, well, I don't think we've ever called it gridiron. It grew into the
Don't ever write gridiron. American football. I know you know that. Former.
I sometimes gag. I think it's hilarious.
Gridiron. That's how you know, like, you know, you somebody who hasn't written a for
buddy
a while.
A buddy of mine sent me a photo of Mike Florio, and he's wearing like what looks like the old Bear uniform with the leather helmet and the whole thing. They're doing some kind of a promo thing for NBC Sports, and I said, wow, I didn't know that he played gridiron, because to me, that's what gridiron is. It's some like thing from the 1920s or 1907 that I don't know what you call it.
Is that like a writer thing? You're not supposed to write gridiron? Why is that?
Yeah.
It's an English term for American football.
Sure. Cliche.
Yeah.
It's just a cliche. I call it hand egg because it's not really a... The ball is shaped like an egg.
But you use your hands.
You don't use your foot.
Gridiron is the layout of the field, right? Isn't the gridiron the surface or the design of the field? Is that what it is?
I suppose.
Oh my God! You've just clammed up over grid. You're still peeved about like, the 150 years.
I don't
football.
Know. Yeah, I'm not peeved about anything. I'm not sure. I'll work on that, and I'll have a full report tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it's the Bears' 100th anniversary, and ditto the Green Bay Packers, and Thursday night will be the big season, a week from Thursday, excuse me. Tomorrow's the preseason finale.
Speaking of Florio and NBC Sports Network, did you see where Phil Simms was on, I think, with his son Chris, and talked about Chase Daniels being a liability for the Bears, a potential
Chicago
liability.
Chicago would worry me. Chase Daniels, yes, he's going to be great in preseason.
Right.
I saw him play those two games last year, and especially outdoors, you have to worry a lot. You have a Super Bowl team, and if you have to go on the road, go on the road, play in Chicago or anywhere else, that I think the situation's not perfect, he's going to struggle.
Right.
It's just plain and simple.
Chase Daniel is the quarterback of the Bears. I would say Jack Daniels is probably lethal in certain situations.
And probably what you want to drink after Chase Daniel plays quarterback for the Bears.
But it's almost like Jeffries and Jeffrey. I mean, he's singular.
Okay,
he's
semantics aside, what do you think about his opinion?
Why semantics aside?
It doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter. He's evaluating the quarterback.
Semantics are never aside on this program.
Right. I know. How dare you? I just thought I'd point it out that the guy is a singular entity.
He is a singular entity.
And again, I think it's fun when you have a guy who could be Daniel Chase as opposed to Chase Daniel. I like those names that are reversible.
What did you think about what Phil Sim had to say?
Chicago would worry me. Chase Daniels.
Listen, I think he's right. I think we talked about it. We've been talking about it, that guy makes $6 million a year to work as a tutor of the quarterback, not to be a guy that actually plays. I think he could probably get you in and out of a game. We saw that last year. I don't think if anything happens to Mitch long term, then you better get on the waiver wire. And I don't know, would you bring back, certain Indiana resident that now lives in Nashville?
No.
Huh?
No.
Make that call?
No, I wouldn't make that call.
If anything happens to Mitch, is it Jay time?
No. Absolutely not.
It's a total joke.
I didn't realize till NBC.
He'll be an indie anyway, right?
JJ.
Some people are just too stupid to breathe the same air that we breathe, and a lot of them live in Indiana.
Where'd you get that?
That was the Dallas commentator, Dale Hansen. And I liked what he had to say because he came off and he lashed out at Colts fans for booing Andrew Luck. And I liked everything he had to say except for the part we had to generalize about Indiana.
Injuries to players like Devin Smith and Jalen Smith is why the reaction to Colts quarterback Andrew Luck's decision to retire is so incredibly stupid. Luck has a long list of injuries from playing this game, a concussion, a lacerated kidney, torn cartilage in a shoulder that kept him out a year, rib and two. He decides to walk away while he still can. And fans at the Colts game Saturday night actually booed him as he walked off the field. How stupid do you have to be? How bad does your life have to be that you think booing Andrew Luck or even criticizing him, as some guy on Fox did, is somehow the right response? Some people are just too stupid to breathe the same air that we breathe. And a lot of them live in Indiana. But a lot of them go to football games everywhere, too. Football fans who will cheer the player who beats up a woman, drives drunk and kills people, cheer the player who uses illegal drugs, and will cheer the player who cheats to win, boo a 29-year-old man who has been in constant pain for 4 years because he chooses his life over money. I might be as stupid as so many of you tell me I am, but I have never been that stupid.
Wow. It's good. He's right.
He's right about most of it. I mean, Doug Gottlieb.
Some people are just too stupid to breathe the same air that we breathe. And a lot of them live in Indiana.
That's Kevin who's playing
whatever.
That.
I've stopped talking.
He's from Northwest Indiana.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why it's funny.
It's funny.
Play it's not, drop it's not again. Wrong.
Boy, look at you. You're getting mad.
He's entitled to his opinion. That's fine. I agree with him on a lot of that stuff.
I do too.
The guys who came out against Andrew Luck, there's no excuse for that.
But I do wonder if the same had happened in any NFL city during a game and you find out midway through it, would there not be a lot of fans tearing their jersey off or, you know, a lot of liquored up people that would hang around?
I don't think there's any question that if it happened in Philly and Boston, Chicago, Denver, New York.
Maybe the Giants fans because they all nodded off because that's the old group. But the young people, J-E-T-S, Jets, 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 the younger generation of fan, they'd be pretty peeved too.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, but
disappointed. The shock to their system, that's not...
doesn't reflect well.
It doesn't. No, it's a bad look. It's an absolutely bad look.
Speaking of bad looks, we're going to bring in Dan and Connor and do some transition. Why do you always make jokes about that? I'm talking to myself. We'll bring in Dan and Connor, and we'll do a little transition next. Find out what they think of the insult to all Hoosiers. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 The Score.
You're listening to Chicago's number one sports station. 670 The Score is Chicago Sports. Chicago Sports is The Score.
Bob Roorman.
Bob Roorman wants you to buy your next vehicle on your schedule, and that's why he created Roorman Rapid Retail Quick Buy Tools. Save both time and money when you select your newer quality pre-owned vehicle on our dealership's website. Customize your payments online in real time using the most current offers and incentives. Value your trade-in with a trusted Kelley Blue Book trade-in tool. Even get pre-approved for credit from our secure website. Bob Roorman is making the car buying process faster, easier, and more enjoyable. See all 10 of our Chicagoland locations online at bobroorman.com.
Until you've tried CBD products, you don't have any idea how powerful they may be for so many health concerns, or why CBD users say it's done a complete turnaround for me. CBD from the cannabis plant may provide many of the health benefits of marijuana, but without the high. It requires no prescription. Discover gimmick-free CBD at cbdistillery.com and enter Dustin for 20% off. Again, enter Dustin for 20% off at cbdistillery.com.
I needed new blinds. I knew I could save a ton of money if I put them in myself, but I was nervous about measuring right and then installing them. That's why I went to Blinds.com. I'd heard their ads on the radio, how they're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings, but I still had to install them. So I called in my design consultant, Carla. She talked me through it all, from picking the right blinds to installing them. Plus, the online design consultation was free. Samples were free. Shipping was free. My home looks perfect.
Labor Day is almost here, and Blinds.com is celebrating all your hard work by offering you huge savings on custom blinds, shades, and plantations. Shutters. With over 30,000 five-star customer reviews, Blinds.com is America's number one choice. Now through September 3rd, save up to 50% on everything during Blinds.com's huge Labor Day sale. Plus, save an extra $20 on top of that with promo code USA. Blinds.com, promo code USA. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Imagining a better bank starts with looking at the savings rates most banks offer and saying, really? Capital One is building something better. You can open a Capital One savings account with one of the nation's best savings rates from anywhere, like here,
or here,
or here. One of the nation's best savings rates. Opened online, at a Capital One location, or from anywhere. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One NA, member FDIC. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Big Time Baseball, a Radio.com sports podcast.
Hi, I'm MLB insider John Heyman. On our latest episode,
Billy Beane, A's executive vice president.
We have so much player churn here because of the revenues we bring in, but I also think it allows for a very creative environment and allowed us this maybe to take some chances and do some things that maybe larger market teams or higher revenue teams wouldn't be able to do.
Subscribe and rate Big Time Baseball wherever you listen to podcasts.
So you say you need more Cubs talk in your life. We've got you covered with a new podcast.